I think the reasons are historic. I think it goes back to the position of the Church of Ireland in the this state, particularly 3% of the population, a decreasing population continually until about 10 years ago. It was therefore a congregation under threat. You had the Northern conflict, which made it acutely sensitive, not least Drumcree and all that went on there as well. And it tended to just, I mean, a lot of people probably in the church too would not have that initially a loyalty to the state. That did change, particularly under people like Victor Griffin and Walton MP, who have family involved with the state itself. But as a church, it did not take a strong position on social issues, for instance, in the main. Now, there were exceptions. The former Archdeacon of Dublin, Gordon Linney, was a wonderfully outspoken man, and I mean, we liked him in the media for that reason, but he spoke clearly and passionately about issues of justice, and particularly to poverty in society. Victor Griffin, whom I mentioned before already, another wonderful leader of opinion and moral opinion, a great moral voice, and Archbishop Walton MP as well. But those three men were probably the exception. They certainly weren't the rule. And most senior church figures, Church of Ireland figures, tend to get on with the job. They don't engage at a public level with society in the way that those three men did, and did it in an inspiring way. And I think that's a great pity. I think so, particularly now where the main church in Ireland is in such moral difficulty that its voice is just not listened to, or certainly hasn't authority, that the Church of Ireland could have that authority. It's the second largest church in the island of Ireland, and certainly largest in the Republic, and it hasn't assumed that authority.
You also said that you would have expected that there would be some flow from the Roman Catholic Church into the Church of Ireland because Anglicanism beliefs coincide with many Roman Catholics nowadays, but that hasn't happened. Why hasn't that happened?
Well, I mean, somebody said after the recent interview by the former president Mary McAleese with Gay Byrne on the Meaning of Life program in RT that woman's an Anglican, but she was reflecting the views held by a lot of Irish Catholics. I mean, a survey done earlier this year found out that 77% of Irish Catholics ignored the Catholic Church's teaching on sexuality, said it was of no relevance. 87% believe there shouldn't be mandatory celibacy for priests. 77% believe there should be women priests. The Church of Ireland has women priests. It doesn't have mandatory celibacy. It doesn't appear to be as preoccupied on sexuality issues in general as the Catholic Church, though the Church of Ireland is fighting on this homosexuality issue now internally, to do mainly with gay clergy. But people have not moved. Some priests have moved across to the Church of Ireland, some Catholic priests, and have become Church of Ireland priests. But in the main, apart from some few numbers, they have drifted. And I think what that's happening is people are holding to their traditional identity, even though it's not practiced. It's part of their label, and they accept that and get on with their lives.
When you reflect on what the Cardinal said about abortion in the upcoming debate, and when you reflect on what the new Church of Ireland Archbishop has said, which is rather more liberal, do you expect that the Church of Ireland and that the Roman Catholic Church may be on a collision course on this issue when it really comes to the fore?
Well, they avoided that in the past, and don't forget we had three referendums on abortion. And the Church of Ireland's position then was as is now, and the Catholic Church's position then was as is now. I mean, all Christian denominations have a fairly liberal view on the issue of abortion, except for the Catholic Church. I mean, the Catholic Church's position now doesn't surprise anybody. They are articulating it as forcefully as they did before. What may be different this time is the context in which they're doing so. Who is listening? I mean, it's difficult to listen to some senior church figures talk about the dignity of human life when we know what went on in Catholic Church-run institutions, has been revealed, went on in those institutions over the last 10 years in various reports, etc. There wasn't much dignity shown human life in some of those in many of those institutions run by the church itself. Now, I know they're dealing with something different. They're talking about when life begins and all of that, which itself is a debatable issue. But, I mean, nobody's surprised the Catholic Church has taken up this position, or that it will fight vigorously any attempt to introduce abortion in any form in the Republic of Ireland.